Or it says Nechol Letisho Liasoro Liyechadosor Lefachus Loyeser. Not less and not more. Okay, so how do we have this? Kidarkoi, a normal case of lechem aponim is letisha. Is 9 days later, that's when the kanim are allowed to eat the lechem aponim. How is that? Nefo b'erev Shabbos, they bake the lechem erev Shabbos, because you're not allowed to bake on Shabbos. Therefore, they bake the lechem for lechem aponim on Friday, erev Shabbos. And necho l'shabbos letisha. They eat it the next Shabbos first, which is 9 days later. Because the loch of lechem aponim is that you first take off the old lechem on Shabbos, and then you put in the fresh lechem, and it stays on the shulchan in Shabbos l'Shabbos. So if you bake it this Friday, you put it on the shulchan tomorrow on Shabbos, and then the next Shabbos you take it off and you eat it. So that's 9 days later. Chal yomtiv liyos b'erev Shabbos. Let's say erev Shabbos was a yomtiv, so you're not allowed to bake on yomtiv ice days for Shabbos. Now this is going to be the kasha and the b'chizda. Here it says that if Friday is a yomtiv, you are not allowed to bake the lechem aponim on Friday for Shabbos. So therefore, nechol l'Shabbos liyasara, that it's eaten first 10 days later. How is that? That you have to first bake the challahs on Thursday, erev yomtiv, and you first put it onto the shulchan on Shabbos, and then the next Shabbos you take it off and eat it, which is 10 days later. What about shnei yom tovim shrosh Hashanah? Let's say in Eretz Yisrael even, where you have 2 days Rosh Hashanah. So Thursday and Friday is Rosh Hashanah. You're not allowed to bake the lechem aponim for Shabbos. Therefore, nechol l'Shabbos liyachar osam. 11 days later, that's first when you eat the lechem. In other words, they bake the lechem on Wednesday, and they first put it on the shulchan on Shabbos, and then the next Shabbos they take it off and they eat it the next Shabbos, which is 11 days later. Why? So it ends off lefi she'enoi doichol lo yeser Shabbos lo yeser yomtiv. He's the Indian to bake these lechem for the tzarech of the shteh of the lechem upon him for Shabbos put on the shulchan is not doicha Shabbos. You're not allowed to bake it on Shabbos, and it's not even doicha yomtiv. Even though yomtiv you're allowed to bake on yomtiv, but that's only if you want to eat the food. You're allowed to bake for yourself for yomtiv, but you're not allowed to bake the tzarech Shabbos. You're not allowed to bake for lechem upon him. For the Gemara, there's the kashan al kashan of chizdo viyamrit. If you're going to tell me like you Rav Chizda holds that hold. That Tzorchei Shabbos Nasim V'Yomtiv, that Midiraisa. You are allowed to prepare on Yomtiv for Shabbos. Whatever you need for Shabbos, you're allowed to prepare for it on Yomtiv. Like a Shabbos is also called the Shabbos Kodesh. And on Yomtiv is called Kodesh. You're allowed to prepare on Yomtiv for Shabbos. Abazar, the Kasher is then, according to Reb Chizdom, Amai Loidoch, Yomtiv. How come you're not allowed to bake the Lechem upon him on Yomtiv? Like in a case when Yomtiv comes out on Friday, it should be mutter to bake the Lechem upon him on Friday. Like, what are you breaking it for? You're baking it for purpose, truth. Eat it next Shabbos. But it's going to be eaten on Shabbos. So you are here to hold that you're allowed to bake for Yom Tov for Shabbos. So here you see, not like you. Here you see that you're not allowed to bake on Yom Tov for Shabbos. So of course, a kashan, you're Rav Chizda. And Rashi says, Shein the doicha b'yafiyosa, the baking of lechem aponim. Lechem aponim zat Rashi, tzorche Shabbosu. These are considered something necessary for Shabbos. That on Shabbos, you first take off the old lechem, then you put the new one on, and the Kohanim eat the old one. Now the kasher is, if you're going to tell me midirais, the locker is, nasin biyomtiv, that sorche Shabbos you could do on yomtiv, bigvulim, midirabonim hudi osa, that it's only osa midirabonim. Here we're talking about baking lechem aponim, which is in the base of Migdish, and usually the case is they weren't goyzer gzeiros in the base of Migdish, so it should be mutim etchila to bake on yomtiv of fourth soichah Shabbos. So how come if yomtiv comes out on Friday, you have to bake the lechem aponim on Thursday? Why can't you bake it on Friday? The covered on next Shabbos. So the more answers, Rav Chizda can answer you back. Amale, he answered back, Shavuos Kroiva Hetiru, Shavuos Rechaikala Hetiru. The Rabbanim were only make all something that's kurv, close. Like for this coming Shabbos, if you want to bake for this Friday, this Yom Tov, for tomorrow, for Shabbos, that's mutter. But Shavuos Rechaika, a Shabbos that's far away, like the Lechem Aponim, you don't eat it this coming Shabbos. You first eat it the next Shabbos, for that they weren't matter. And Rashi says, L'yolom Tzorche Shabbos B'Yom Tov Ein Be'melim Mishum Shavuos. Really, midiraisa, you're allowed to bake on Yom Tov for Shabbos. It's only us midirabonim. which is called Sarach Gavoya. It should be mutter the base of Migdush. The Teretzir Shvus Kroiva Min Shal Yomtiv Atzma Oishal Oishal Shabbos Atzma Shetzrich Laboy Bayoim VaMigdush Atiru. Anything that needed mamish today or tomorrow on Shabbos, the Taka won't matter in the base of Migdush. They didn't make any Xeris. But I tell you Shvus Rechayka Lidchoy Shvus Yomtiv Zeh Beshvil Shabbos Sheniya Lo Yatiru BaMigdush. Like Enochnam is Taka only Yosim the Rabbonin. But this is the Rabbanan applies because you're not baking now on Friday, this Yom Tov, for tomorrow. You're baking now for next Shabbos. So Shvus Rechoika, the Rabbanan were not mat there even in the Beis HaMikdash. Yeah, so the Gemara goes on to ask the Kashem, Abu Ula Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, the Yom HaMishrim Rabbi Shimon ben Hasgan, Doiches HaYom Tov, Yeina Doiches Yom Tzayim. He does know it's not Doiches Yom Tzayim, it's not Doiches. So Rashi means not Deicha Yom Kippur is my Yikala Meimor. What can we say? So Rashi says, Be'afiyosa di Yisuru di Raisu, to loy huta boy oicho nefesh, yela biyom tef huta boy oicho nefesh, vay oicho nefeshu, v'yafagav di'ena tzorch yom tef, rei tzorch l'shabes, do'anami yom tef, hilkach bi'alma is teshvusu, v'migdash l'gozru, v'yafagav di'rochoyki, even though it's far away. In other words, Rabbi Shimon ben Hasgan is saying, even though the Shavuos is a far away, you're doing the Tzorech later on, but if it's for purpose of a Yom Kippur that you can eat on Yom Kippur, that's when it's also. But Kol Zaman is the Tzorech HaShabbos, that you could use it, so it's Mutter, even though it's a Shavuos Rechaykel, like Ramesh in this case. If you want to bake now, the Tzorech next Shabbos, will be Mutter Midiraisa. In the Beis HaMikdash, Rabbanan did not make any Xeris, according to Rabbi Shimon ben Hasgan. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Michael Maim, what can you say according to him? It's the Kasha, according to Rav Chizda, that Tzorche Shabbos is not be Yom Tov. Why is the Mutav in the Beis HaMikdash? So the Gemara answers, B'ho Pligi, that's good for the Machlokes. Mas over the Tanakama holds, Shvus Kiroi Ve'atiru, Shvus Rechoi Kiloi Yatiru. Enachnami, that's Pshat, that's the type of Pshat on the Tanakama of Rav Shimon Ben Hasgan. The Tanakhama holds Takvitz also that they're only matter in the base of Mikdash or Shavuos that's Nogeya right now from this Yom Tov to right tomorrow Shabbos. But what's Nogeya from now to next Shabbos, that's also. Uma Sovar, Rav Shimon ben Hasgan holds Enachnami Sovar, Rechoike Nami Yatiru, that usually they were matter even in Rechoike, even if for the next Shabbos, you want to bake now with this Yom Tov for the next Shabbos, it's Mutim Midiraisim. He holds only Yom Kippur, it's also. In the base of Midrash, though, it's mutter to bake from this Shabbos, from this Yom Tov to the next Shabbos. That's what Rabbi Shimon ben Hasgan holds. But the Tanakhama Taka holds, like we're saying now, no, you're not, or Shmus Rechaika, the Rabbonim were not matter in the base of Midrash. So that's Pshat according to the first Mishnah, the first Dinia of the Lechem Aponim, that says that if Friday comes out to be Yom Tov, you're not allowed to bake the Lechem Aponim on Yom Tov, but rather you have to wait till, do it before. Today that you should not be doicha yom tov for baking for lechem aponim, even though you're baking for a Shabbos. And according to Rav Chizda Yol, the tzorche Shabbos is nasim b'yom tov. Still, the teretz is their only matter as shavus kroiva. Bashenkin as shavus rechayka, the taka were not matter. Now, Taisus here is into San Taisus the Kasha, the second Taisus. V'yam retzorche Shabbos nasim b'yom tov. Taisus the Kasha Taima. Taimulari, my parak, what's the question here? For Rav Chizda loy polak belay, the rabba, Rav Chizda doesn't argue on rabba, ela shemata lavasha biyomtev l'shabis, kumay shemut lavasha l'bay v'yoyim. Rav Chizda is just saying there's a svara tzorche Shabbos nasan biyomtev, that the same way you're allowed to bake on yomtev for yomtev, you're allowed to bake on yomtev for Shabbos, that's called bay v'yoyim. So he says, the kedush shachasi, the pirush hakunchus, abo b'chai gavna by now a case, the Maisi Afil Luboy Bayoy Masura, Kirtoni Seifa Gabishte Halechim. That even today you're not allowed to bake. Like on Shabbos Gufi, you're not allowed to bake for the Shte Halechim. Because it's called Tzorche Gevoya. And as on Yom Tov, you can't bake Tzorche Gevoya on Yom Tov. So there's no Hetam. Rola Yomarav Chizda Shiasa Biyom Tov Yoysim Rabba. So what's the Kashi here? Hey, what are we baking now? We're baking Lechem Aponim, which is called Tzorche Gevoya, which is not Mutter on Yom Tov. So what's the kasha now that you say Tzorche Shabbos Nasan B'Yom Tov, but this is not called Tzorche Yom Tov even? So therefore, Taiz the answer is when you're on the read, okay, for Shdivot the Gemara meant to ask.
Dilel. Hatzorach Shabbos Nasa B'Yomtiv. Lav Mishum Kedusha Achasi. The Pshat was not because it's considered like one Kedusha, like one day, and what you could bake today for Yomtiv, Huadin Shabbos is also considered like a Yomtiv. Elo, the Svari is Kleima. Hoyol She Mitzvahs Shabbos. Im lo yasenu biyomtiv shuv lo yasenu choshev kama yechon nefesh di yomtiv. Something that you have to do on Shabbos, and if you're not going to do it now, you're not going to have it for Shabbos, it's going to be missing a mitzvah on Shabbos. That's called sorcha yom right now. That's the hezbedir. So if you want to have a sudah on Shabbos, and you're not going to bake now on Friday yomtiv, you're not going to have a sudah for Shabbos. So since you have sorcha Shabbos, that's considered called the sorcha hayom right now. That's considered sorcha yomtiv. Is choshev kemoy eichon nefesh diyomtiv. Therefore, v'hash the parach shap. And now the Gemara is very good. Bishleim lo didi according to me the loy shariyah biyomtiv l'simchas yomtiv. Hel v'chagav nishay ikum mishrim simchas yomtiv is good. Here, there's no simchas yomtiv. V'gavishtei halechem nami eniku l'simchas yomtiv. Hel ikum mishrim zevach. El will be dog for the kasha according to you v'chizda. The yama that you say tzorach shabbos is nasim biyomtiv. For what's the pshat according to v'chizda? That v'chol dov ishu mitzvah. The tzorach lasses biyomtiv shein lo yisman achar hochlo. That's called tzorach yomtiv also. Amay v'zorach yomtiv. That was the Gemara's kasha. Now from v'chizda tzorach shabbos is the pshat. That's something you do need for Shabbos, and if you can't do it now, you're not going to have it. So that's called tzorach hayoyim. So therefore, it should be mutter to bake the lechem aponim on Shabbos. It should be mutter to bake lechem aponim on Yom Tov for the next Shabbos. That should be called Tzorcha Shabbos. So that's the kasha. Why isn't it mutter? On this, the Gemara's teretz was that a shvus rechayka a kroiva they were matter, but a shvus rechayka they were not matter. So that's the Gemara vayta. Mosiv Rav Mori. Rav Mori has another kasha now. Is alocha shtei halechem. The shtei halechem, that's a special mincha that they brought on shvus. Is einoy necholes loy pachos mishnayim. It's only eaten the least 2 days after it was baked. For loy yoiser al shloisha, not less than 2 days and not more than 3 days. That's when the shtei halechem was eaten after it was baked. Ketzad, how do we have this? Nefes erev yontif, the same thing. This shtei halechem, this mincha that you have to bring on shvuas, you're not allowed to bake it on yontif, on shvuas. You have to bake it before shvuas. So when do you bake it? Erev yontif. Is nefes erev yontif. Is necholes li yom tov l'shnayim. When did they eat it? The next day, tomorrow on Yom Tov. So that's considered the second day from when it was baked. That's when you eat it. What about chal yom tov liyos achra Shabbos? Let's say Yom Tov Shuas comes out on Sunday. So it might say you can't bake on Yom Tov, and you can't bake on Shabbos. So then you have to bake it erev Shabbos Friday. So necholes li yom tov l'shloisha. Then you eat it 3 days later, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, on Sunday on the Yom Tov. That's when you eat it. Why is it such a thing like this? Again, the yafia of lechem aponim of shtei halechem is not doicha Yom Tov. You can't do it on Yom Tov Shavuos, and you can't do it on Shabbos. Now the kasher is v'yamet. If you're going to tell me that tzorchei Shabbos nasin b'Yom Tov, yet according to Rav Chizda, that's something you need for Shabbos, you're allowed to do on Yom Tov. So hashto the Shabbos be Yom Tov shayo maduch on Yom Tov. You're allowed to do something you need for Shabbos. The Yom Tov be Yom Tov mi boy. Avad and avad it should be mutter to bait the lechem upon him on Yom Tov. Why can't you bait the lechem upon him on Yom Tov? And the way Tois just got finished saying it's very good. But the kasher is according to Rav Chizda. Sorchei Shabbos nasim be Yom Tov means that since you have to do something now on Yom Tov, and if you don't do it, you're not going to have it for Shabbos. So some mitzvah you're going to be missing tomorrow on Shabbos, that's called Sarcha Yayim. See also, why can't you bake the lechem upon him on Yom Tov itself, on Shavuos itself? That you want to bake it today, it's called you do a mitzvah today, you're going to have the lechem upon him here, you're going to have the shtei lechem here, that should also be called Sarcha Yom Tov. So it should be mutter to bake the shtei lechem on Yom Tov. So why is the shtei din here, you're not allowed to bake the shtei lechem on Yom Tov? Why not? The Rashi says, shtei lechem haboyim batzeres, that they brought on Shavuos. L'shloisha z'trash nefisha off from the Erev Shabbos. Usually you bake it on Erev Shabbos. V'yom tev mi boi. Trashina mi loy chozi hashto. Ho chozi l'boi v'yom. Even though you can't eat it right now, but it's chozi later. U'migora mitzorche Shabbos shomocher. Is it worse than what you want for tomorrow, for Shabbos? L'chol ha'yom l'chozi lay. When you want to bake on Friday for Shabbos. When you want to bake on Friday for Shabbos, you're not going to use it at all today. It's only for tomorrow. Still, it's mutter. The soyed kfar, we're talking about you already filled up from Yom Tov's meal. El alav shmar minuf, from here we hear, ain't mutter be Yom Tov minatari, el adava haroya loy oysa shah.
I'll tell you a bigger chiddush. From here it's mashma that even though you want to bake the shtei halechem on yomtiv and you can eat it later on yomtiv, but the yisoid is that b'shas you bake it, you have to be able to eat it right away. And here b'shas you bake the shtei halechem, it's not roi teach yet. Then you have to answer, how come you're allowed to bake on Friday Yom Tov for Shabbos? You have to answer the way Rabbi learns. Al Zasvara from Hoyel. That maybe you'll have guests coming right now and you'll feed them right now. Here by the Lechem Aponim, you can't say Hoyel if you don't want to eat it right now. Because you're not allowed to eat it right now until after you bring the korban first. The Kitsiya service you have to bring first. Mishum dahai shaita lechosya, achi yishchatu kfosim aleim. Right now, b'shach, you bake the lechem upon him, the shtei lechem, you're not allowed to eat the shtei lechem yet. You have to first wait on Shavuos until you first bring the korbanos, you shech the two sirim, the two kfosim, the yizrak dom, and you make a zrikas adam, v'chi v'ndehevi yeshle neved miyesmerom, since it's possible to do this on Erev Yom Tov, lo'idokh l'eli Yom Tov midit l'chozileim. Something that you cannot use right now, v'shashi baking it on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to do on Yom Tov. So this is the big question of Chizda. How could Rav Chizda say, Sorche Shabbos and Asim v'Yom Tov, that means even though you're not going to use it at all today, you're only using it for tomorrow, still it's mutter, because good, Shabbos is considered like Yom Tov, and then you see more than that. That it's also here. You see, even the same day Yom Tov, you want to bake the shtei, you want to bake the shtei halechem right now on Yom Tov and eat it today. Just since the fact is that right now you're not allowed to eat it until first you bring the shnei kvosim, you see, it's also. So you see, you can only bake if your mamish have a right to eat it right now. So of course we should not say the svar of tzorcha Shabbos nasim b'Yom Tov. This is the kasha on Rav Chizda, and for the Gemara. Shani Hosom, I'll tell you, lechem aponim is different. I'll tell you, the shtei lechem is different. Shani Hosom, the Yom HaKroah, the pasuk says lochem, and we dash lochem means for you. You're only allowed to bake and cook on Yom Tov things that are lochem, things that you are going to need for yourself. And we dash in lochem for lo the gvoya, but not for gvoya, not for tzorchei Hashem. To bake, to make the shtei halechem that you're going to put on the mizbeach for korbin, that you have no heter to. Not a korban, it's going to be a mincha, but even though the kohen will eat it, but it's called tzorchei gevoya. The Rashi says, lochem. No, Rashi doesn't say anything on this. Yeah. Mitzvah just speaks out, they would say lochem v'lo gevoya, so he just speaks out, pirish af v'lo gevoya, also not for gevoya. But v'dashina nami v'lo l'nochri, who are there not for a goy? You can't give this to a goy. You can't bake on Yom Tov for a goy. That's also wasim midiraisa. It's only mutter to bake lochem, things that we, for Jews, that we need. But to bake on Yom Tov something that you give to a goy, that's also, that's not mutter. Yeah, the man more is the kasha, but only Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, the Oma Mishum Rav Shimon ben Afgan, that says over the name of Rav Shimon ben Afgan, that doiches es Yom Tov ma'ik lememem, he says, yes, it is doiches Yom Tov. What can you say? That you are allowed to bake tzorcha gevoyim, even like menachas that you're going to give to the mizbeach, and the good kind of leave from it later, but it's called mishuchan gevoyim kazachi. But that's also mutter. What can you say? The pasuk says lachem. The chur takashif in the Torah. The Torah says lachem only for you, and not for gevoyim, not for Hashem's purpose. So where it says, sov loch habashoyl, he also like habashoyl. The yom that he says lachem, lachem v'lele lachem. Lachem means for you, and not for goyim. So that's the drosha. Then echnam the tzorcha gevoya tak it is mutter. For gevoya it's mutter. Rashi's kav b'shul masech the beit lechem l'nochrim yavul gevoya ishori. Yeah. So why we have no kashas by Tan Rav Chizda yet? So the Gemara sholach lo lei Rav Chizda l'rabo biyad Ravacha bar Ravuna. So Rav Chizda sent a message to Rabba in the hands of Ravacha bar Ravuna. That what me Amrin and Hoyel, not Rav Chizda, is me ask kashas on Rabba. Is it true you say that you're saying Hoyel, but you're saying before that if you bake on Yom Tov, even though you have 100% in your mind only to eat it on Hoyel after Yom Tov, still it's mutter midiraisa. Why? Because midiraisa is saying svara from Hoyel. That was Rabbi svara. Hoyel, if a guest would come into your house on Yom Tov and you could serve him this food for the guest on Yom Tov. So we don't look as if the food is being cooked for tomorrow for the weekday, but rather we consider as if the food is being cooked today for Yom Tov and it's mutter. And Rav Chizda didn't hold for that svara. Now Rav Chizda is asking a kasha to Rabba. Is it true your svara that you say hoyel if
For your Tanan, we learned like this. Yesh chayrish telem echot. Somebody could plow. Chayrish means like plowing on the ground. Telem echot, one row of one row when you grow things, one row on the field. V'chayovim aleho mishum shmein alavim. And you get 8 lavin for doing this one ma'aseh chayrisha, for plowing one row of ground, you could get 8 lavin, 8 malkasin. How is it possible to be over 8 lavin for one ma'aseh chayrisha? So Gemara says, ha chayrish b'shor u'b'chamor. That's one lav. The Torah says you're not allowed to plow, work with the shor and a chamor together. So you did it together, that's one lav. It's Rashi Mishum le'sachrish. V'hein mukdoshim. Another thing was they were hegdish. So Rashi v'hein mukdoshim over al hashor shukotshim mizbeach mishum le'sevad be'bechor sherecho. The whole HaKadoshim Kibichor, that if you, there's a lav HaTorah, if you have a korban, that's Hegdish, you're not allowed to do work with it. So yeah, this shor was a korban, we had a din Kedush Saguf on it, so there's a lav not to work with it. What about a chamor? A chamor can't have a din Kedush Saguf. You can't bring a chamor for a korban. So Rashi about a chamor, Shukotshim Bedek Avayis, it's only Oymed to like to sell and give the money, the value of it, to Bedek Avayis. Mishum lav, David the Mila. But I call upon him Akdushas Domim, there's also Mila. So since you did it the Mazid, you get Malkus for that. The Yamrina Perakol Shor. Hazid the Mila, somebody was over the Issa Mila, but you took enjoyment from Hegdish the Mazid willingly, is the Azara, there's a lav involved. For Goma Chet Chet Mitruma, you learn out this posse Chet Chet from Truma. Is our Reshleish Lavin so far Chalukim? You have 3 different Lavin here. Loichoshim El Lavin Chalukim. So far, the Gemara is only mentioning the Chalukim, the different parts of the Lavin we have here. So one Lav is for being Chorish, Peshor, Bechamor, Yachtav, working with 2 different animals together. Another Lav is you're being Nene from Mila, from a Korban, the Shor is Mamish a Korban. You're over the Lav of Leiseva Bechor. You can't work with a Korban. And the third Lav is that you're being Nene from Hegdish. That's called Mila. You amaze it. Willingly, you're taking away enjoyment from Hegdish. That's the third lav. That's they have so far 3 lavim. Vital Klein, you are plowing now. The growth there is like the 2 different types of vegetables, 2 different zroyim. That's Klein. So there's a lav not to plow Klein. Or Klein Bekerim. You have Klein Bekerim. Kerim means here on the vineyard. You're growing grapes. And next to it, you have the vegetables growing there. And you're plowing on it now. You're making it grow better. That's a lav. Ushvius, we're talking about now with Shemitah year. So Rashi says Ushvius, the Oyve Mishum.